Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Brachos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vav, Mishnah Zayin, and today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher to find Rezivug Hagon Bikarov Mamish. Now, in previous Mishnah, we began a theme of two different things that are supposed to be brought together or done together, and if not, they're ma'akev each other, which means they prevent each other from being kosher. In other words, we don't say that it's just lechatchilo that have to be done, but b'diavad it's fine. Even b'diavad, it's not okay. So here we continue, not talking about Menachos, referring to other things in the Beis HaMikdash. Mishnah Vav says, Shnei Se'ira Yom Kippurim, Akvin Zeh Zeh. The two goats that are brought in Yom Kippur, one of them is a Sari LaHashem, it's a Karban Chatos brought in the Beis HaMikdash, and one of them is a Sari LaZazel, it's pushed off a cliff, they're both ma'ak of each other. If one of them gets lost or something happens to one of them, we have to bring a whole new pair. Another din, Shnei Kivsei Atzeres Ma'akvin Zeh Zeh. The two lambs that are brought in Shavuos, they're ma'ak of each other. One without the other is not okay. Shtei Chalos Ma'akvin Zeh Zeh. The two chalos, the two loaves that are brought in Shavuos, they're also ma'ak of each other. Shnei Sudar Ma'akvin Zeh Zeh and Shnei Bezichin Ma'akvin Zeh Zeh. The two stacks of Lechem Apanim, every single week in the Beis HaMikdash, they're ma'ak of each other. One without the other is not okay. And the two spoons of Levina that are brought with them are also ma'ak of each other. Hasudarim v'habazichim ma'ak v'zeh zeh. The stacks of the lechem upon him and the bazichim together are ma'ak of each other. We have to have all of them together. Shnei minim sheba nazir, shlosh sheba para, arba sheba toida. The two minim, which is two different types of breads that a nazir brings along with his karbanos, the three different things that are brought with the para aduma, namely we have eitz erez, ezoy, which is hyssop, and shni toilas, which is another thing that's used in the para aduma, and the four types of breads that are brought along with the karban toida, arba sheba lulav, the four minim of a lulav. We know that that's lulav, esrog, gadasim, and aravos. Arba sheba mitzayra, the four minim of mitzayra, which is also eitz erez, ezov, shni toilas, and here we have another one, which is a tzipor, a bird. All of these ma'akvin zez are ma'ak of each other. Continuing with this theme, sheva hazayis sheva para, there's seven sprinklings of the paraduma. When a person is becoming tahar from tomas meis by getting sprinkled on with the waters of the paraduma, there has to be seven sprinklings ma'akvin zuazu. Those are ma'ak of each other. And similarly, sheva hazayis shel bein abadim v'shal paroches v'shal mizbach hazav ma'ak v'zuazu. This also due to avoid of Yom Kippur, the seven sprinklings of blood that are done in between the two poles of the Aron Kodesh in the Kodesh Kodashim, and also that are done towards the paroches and they're done on the golden mizbeach. All those are ma'ak of each other. We need every single one of them. Moving on to Mishnah Zayin with something similar. Shiva k'nei menayra ma'ak v'zazet. The seven branches of the menayra in the Beis HaMikdash, they're ma'ak of each other. We can't have less than seven. And also shiva neirosem ma'ak v'zazet. The seven neirois, which is basically the seven cups at the top of the seven branches of the menorah, these are the things that hold the oil, they're also ma'ak of each other. Shtei parshias shem mezuzah ma'ak v'zuzu, the two parshias in mezuzah, that's shema and v'hoyim shemaya, they're ma'ak of each other, we have to have both of them. V'afilu k'sav echon ma'akvan, even one letter written wrong, if it's, let's say, mushed together with another one, so it's not completely surrounded by a little bit of empty parchment, that's ma'akev and that makes the mezuzah not kosher. Similarly, arba parshias shem tefillin, the four parshias in tefillin, ma'ak v'zuzu, they're ma'ak of each other, and v'afilu k'sav echon ma'akvan, even one letter that's written improperly is ma'akev and apostles them. Another din, here we have a machlokes about it. Arba tzitzios ma'ak v'zuazu, sharbatan mitzvah achas, the four tzitzios, the four corners of the garment that has tzitzis on them, they're ma'ak of each other because they're all one mitzvah. Whereas Rabbi Shmuel, where he argues and says, arbatan arba mitzvahs, all four are four separate mitzvahs, and there's a big machlokes what Rabbi Shmuel means. Does he mean to say that each one's its own mitzvah and that you could just have two or three tzitzis on your garment and not four? Or does he mean something else? That's beyond the purview of our learning together. The main thing we need to end off with is knowing that we're discussing tzitzis because we're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow with Perek Daled, Mishnah Aleph and Beis, continuing to discuss tzitzis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.